Monday, under Damascus Road. Saul had a plan. He wanted the Christians in Damascus to get by surprise. These Christians were far from Jerusalem, far from danger, as they thought. And therefore, he wanted to go there. And Saul was pleased when he thought, what a good idea I had. What a good idea. They will be taken by surprise. And I will take them captive. And I will bring them to Jerusalem. And I will destroy the early church. And I am the one who is on the forefront. And we read what happened. As he neared Damascus on his journey, Acts 9, verse 3, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground, and he heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Why? Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The man traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but they did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. He was blind. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind. And he did not eat or drink anything. What was Saul's plan? That the Christians in Damascus are taken by surprise. And who was taken by surprise? Saul. A light flashed around him. Such a bright light that he fell to the ground. He was shocked. This plan of Jesus to open Paul's eyes, it was no force. It was a question. Jesus did not say, if you are not willing to follow me, I will kill you. Nothing of this. He asked, why do you persecute me? Why? Why do you persecute Jesus, the Son of God? Don't you want to work for God? Why do you persecute his Son? Paul could decide. He could resist or obey. And from now on, Saul was converted. He became Paul, a persecutor, changes to a follower of Christ. What happened here is one of the most important points of history. Because on this very point in Damascus, the persecutor, the worst of all the persecutors, became the best of all the followers of Jesus. And it changed this planet Earth completely. So, this conversion of Paul is the main point for the early church. From now on, Satan's attack had been turned around. We find that God's plan succeeded.